Visa asked independent businesses like mine what it means when people choose to shop local.
I don't think people realise the impact they have when they choose to shop at our local butchers. It gives us a real boost and a lift that we need to carry on.
When we get an online order, we are so excited. We get a ka-ching noise on our phone and we can't wait to see who it's from.
By shopping local, your small choice makes a big difference to a family business like ours.
To you, it's shopping. To them, it's everything. Visa. Where you shop matters.
The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Hey, Kelly.
Wow.
Thank you. Sorry, I said thank you and you didn't say thank you. But anyways, it is cold, rainy, snowy, ice, sleety, all that outside. So
okay, so that's the reason for the song. I was kind of wondering because we're still a little.
No, we're bit. Tis the season. We're 9 days. We're in single digits, Kelly. So
all right,
yeah,
all
I mean
right.
it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas for sure. Hey,
okay.
So here we are yet again on a Wednesday, ready to broadcast to you for several hours and provide you with quote unquote entertainment and laughs. LAFFS.
Yes, we put that in quotes.
So I will say it is one of those time-honored traditions that we explore some of the Christmas songs that don't need a censor button, but have gotten one anyways. And so,
and then it kind of makes it sound like they needed one.
So unnecessary censorship. We'll do a round of the Christmas song edition coming up a little bit later on in the show. Plus, our never-ending search for love takes us to Walmart and to the pet store.
Gosh, I hope we never find love so that we can do this forever. Right?
Yeah, for sure. Do we care that there was a winner crowned last night on The Voice?
Oh, I forgot that was on.
I think that's pretty much the case with everyone. I didn't know until I came in this morning and was like, oh, okay. I mean, so if you have yet to see it and you're really, really excited to watch it on, I don't know, YouTube later, you may want to avert your ears for just a hot second.
We'll give you fair warning.
No,
I'm not just going to spring it on you.
Well, this is your warning right now. This is your warning.
Oh.
I might as well.
You're not going to warn him again. Or are you going to play it right now?
Yeah. I mean, there's no use in teasing that. It's not that big of a deal.
That's not teasable.
So,
that's right.
Here's the winner of The Voice.
Blake versus Gwen. The winner of The Voice is...
Oh, my God.
Okay, and keep in mind, this is Carson Daly stretching this out for literally 40 seconds that I've edited it to 10.
Oh, great. Okay, so he's trying to pull a Seacrest,
yep,
right?
Got yep, it. Yep.
Carter Rubin, you did it!
All right, Carter Rubin. Team Gwen.
And well-deserved to the youngest male winner on The Voice ever at 15.
There you go. Look at that.
15 years old. That's
I know.
Amazing.
He's just a mere boy. Mere boy doing grown-up things.
That is fantastic. Good. You know what? Good job.
Look at you. Giving him well-deserved applause.
Look forward to watching a few videos later and catching up on who you are.
Okay. And just introducing myself to you after the fact.
I look forward to meeting you on YouTube later.
All right. So, that plus your feel-good stories, we'll do that and a bunch of other stuff throughout the morning. That sounded almost like an order. Feel good.
Feel good now.
Do it right now. Feel good.
You feel good right now because of the story.
All right. Kelly Kate.
So a woman in Ohio sent a birthday card that her mother mailed to her back in 2015 finally arrived this month.
Oh.
Here's the thing. It's more than 2 years after her mom had passed away.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Katrina Jones, she lives in Youngstown. She said she checked her mail during a lunch break when she spotted an envelope that immediately stood out. The return address is from my mom. And then I looked at the handwriting and I said, that's my mom's handwriting.
Oh.
She had passed away in 2018. The envelope was postmarked June 20th, 2015. It had a birthday card in there.
Oh.
And she's like, I remember years ago thinking... And I think I'm safe to say it must have been 2015. I remember her asking, hey, did you get a card from me? She has no idea why it took so long to arrive, but considers this a sign.
Oh, wow.
Yep, someone told me at work it wasn't meant for you to receive back then. It was meant for you to receive now.
Oh, geez, that is...
I know.
That gives me chills.
I know. It just seems like exactly what she needed right now. And you can see the story. We'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
Was there money in the card?
I didn't say.
Oh, okay.
Wait, why you gotta be disappointed if there's not money in there? Just a sign from her mom. From beyond.
I was thinking
what's
that.
What's the matter with you?
Okay, all right, fine. I'll leave it in the future. It's fine.
Is there like a 20 in there?
And if it was a check, I'd be worried that it would not clear, you know?
Oh, you couldn't cash it?
Yeah, yeah, if it was a check, I'd be worried that that would be no good. If it was cash, then that's...
There was a note right in there with a Bible verse, which is worth way more than a check or a 20.
I mean, I can't take a Bible verse to the store and... You know,
no, you can't.
Get something to
you. You really can't. They're not going to give you anything for that.
Here's a nice passage from the Bible. Oh, well, okay. Listen, well, here, take those groceries.
But they might need to hear something like that day, too. You never know. You could be an angel.
Okay. All right. Well, no, that is good. That is good. Still gives me chills. Be a little bit of sports. Sports! Congratulations are in order to Layla Ali, as she has been... nominated for the elected to the International Boxing Hall of Fame and Museum. So she, along with...
That's exciting.
Yeah, Floyd Mayweather and a few other people are going to be inducted June 13th of 2021. But yeah, Layla Ali, she is among those that are going to get inducted into the International Boxing Hall of Fame and Museum, which, you know...
And that's pretty cool because, I mean, she's sparred with the best... Including you.
Yeah. I mean, we didn't like get into a ring because I would not be here if that were the actual case. But she
absolutely
came, yeah, she came through the radio station several years ago, and I was like, you know what? This is gonna be brilliant. I got a great idea. Layla, why don't you pretend like you're punching me for a photo op?
I bet she's never gotten that request before.
She literally said that. She got in a sarcastic way, of course. She goes, "Oh, I've never gotten that request before." And I,
hey, and it original was, one, radio boy.
I know, and I was thinking at the time, like, "Wow, this will be great." Like, she probably never gets this request.
This could go viral.
This could be great. And then she like rolls her eyes and is like, okay, I'll pose yet again for this stupid photo that I take 1,000 times every week or whatever. So anyways, congratulations to Layla Ali. I'll have to see if maybe I can dig that up. I have no idea where it is, but
I think it lives somewhere deep, deep in our archives on the socials.
Mm.
I feel like.
All right. At Ben and Kelly Show. Yeah. Like I said, it was several years ago, so you'd have to go digging pretty deep. But yeah, Layla Ali, congratulations, as she will get inducted to the International Boxing Hall of Fame and Museum on June 13th of 2021. So that's sports. And I would imagine she will probably take similar photos on June 13th of next year.
I would think so. I would think it's appropriate.
Yeah. All right. Coming up, it is a Setting the Bar story that includes the cat turd bandit.
Why do you explain that?
Why do you exhale like that?
Because our content involves turds of any kind. Let's hope only 5 of our 6 listeners are listening right now. That's kind of where I'm at.
Okay. So this Setting the Bar story is an example of what not to do. Okay.
Okay, I'm ready.
Not an example of what not to do when trying to steal cat turds, but anyways, we'll get to that. Coming up here next.
Okay.
Setting the Bar, small examples of what not to do. And I feel like every single year around this season, we always have stories of people snagging boxes off of porches, porch pirates being even worse this time of year than around the year other times. Just, you know. It's a bad thing. It's a bad look, right? Especially when
absolutely.
Especially when the big man's still watching you. So
Sure.
If you can manage to make it through the day without stealing a box of cat poop off your neighbor's porch, well, then you're doing okay. And you're thinking, well, why would they have done that?
Why would they have done that?
Right. Wow, I seem to be lacking in that at my house. I need yours. No, so this woman, Lori Pringle, in Ontario, she has had several packages disappear over the past, you know, several years. And it, like, people are stealing these packages off of her porch. And she's like,
this is retaliation.
That's exactly what it is. So she baited with a box of, you know, cat droppings from her litter box. 40 minutes, it was gone.
40 minutes, that's all it took.
Yep, 40 minutes.
Like, that sounds like her house is like being staked out.
Right, right.
It's like someone has targeted her. They know she gets a lot of deliveries.
Uh-huh.
And they're just watching.
So she's got one of those Ring cams, so she caught it on video, and a neighbor identified the person as the same person who had recently swiped a package off of their porch. So they're getting to the bottom of it, and
wow.
Again, let's not do this. And this would be to would-be cat turd bandits. Let's
or
not
porch pirates.
Okay.
Really, it's the porch pirate community, I think, that we're targeting with this one. I'll tell you this, I'm still astounded at the amount of people that still steal packages off porches in the era of so many Ring cameras. I mean, so many people have these doorbell cameras now.
You know what I was thinking?
That, like, can get your face.
What if you're trying to bait someone into stealing a package by, you know, packaging up, you know, your dog's droppings or your cat droppings or whatever? And no one does, or a real mailman comes and picks it up. Like,
ooh,
that you're like, oh, my bad.
Yeah, let's make sure it doesn't have a valid address
or
on
something.
The label.
So anyway, setting the bar again. Small example of what not to do if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing a box of cat droppings off your neighbor's porch. You're doing okay.
Or just don't steal off people's porch.
Again, Kelly, you throw those blanket statements out, and then we wouldn't have a bid anymore. So,
oh, okay. So I made it a little bit too simple.
Yeah. Too simple. So, listen, if you're going to be stealing, steal cat turd boxes. Or maybe do. I don't know. Anyways, that's setting the bar. Congrats to Courtney Way. She is the latest in the 12 Days of Ugly Christmas Sweaters winners, as she has secured herself big screen television, some money to spend at the outlet shops of the Bluegrass, tickets to AJR's virtual concert, Rudolph Run tickets, and more there with her Grinch style sweater, which you can see we've posted at 997DJX on Twitter. It, like, she's got chest hair, and it's
impressive.
Is that a sweater, or is she like just dress like?
She doesn't have chest hair, if that's what you're asking.
No. I can't tell where what the sweater is. The sweater the whole look, or is it just the green part? Is it just the green body?
I mean, not sure. She didn't tell me.
Yeah, and she does have complete with the Grinch face, so she went all in on the...
She did. We've had a couple of, like, Grinch submissions, which have been great.
Yeah, who have gone the distance of the Grinch look there, so ugly Christmas sweaters. Yeah, if you want to get in on that, you got a few more days. WDJX.com, click win on that. Where if you're, didn't you say just recently that Netflix decided that they were going to take the Grinch off of Netflix streaming?
They already did.
Oh, they did.
On the 4th.
Oh my gosh.
So people that were streaming it on the 4th, like, stinks. Some of them got it taken off, like, in the middle of it. Like, bye-bye.
Is that what happens when these streaming services remove a movie or something, like whether it's Netflix or you know, Amazon Prime or HBO Max or whatever? Like, when you're watching it, does it just go away?
According to some people on Twitter, yep, that happened.
Wow, that is like rip the Band-Aid
That's
off.
Savage.
It is a bit, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you would think they would have it set to at least let you finish it if you are currently watching it, and then you can't get it again.
Yeah. Anyways.
Or it's December. You let the Grinch live, Netflix.
Yeah, right.
So mean.
Right. Yeah, we're talking the Benedict Cumberbatch version,
yes.
Right?
And I feel like it's kind of the best one, to be honest.
Yeah, Jim Carrey's really was a little bit scary. That one from like the 90s or whatever.
Yes, and of course the original animated one is great. But this one's really, really good.
Yeah. All right. So anyways, yeah, get in on the ugly Christmas sweaters because that time is running out at WDJX.com. Coming up, it is that opportunity in the aisles of Walmart or maybe the aisles of feeder supply when you, see someone and it catches your eye or you're just thanking them. You know, you just write them a little, note on Craigslist in the hopes that they will find
it
again.
You're thanking them just yet.
Yeah, not yet. That'll be the surprise coming up in Craigslist Misconnections. That's the surprise. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. The weekend had a pretty good 2020, I would say, in the way of music. Now, these year-end lists are popping up, and Vivo has announced their most watched videos worldwide in 2020. And I got to be honest, like, I am a little bit surprised by who came in number one and number two.
I'm always surprised at these lists.
Yeah, so The Weeknd, who I was just talking about, Blinding Lights, came in number 8 worldwide video views. Okay, so number 8. So that's where we go. Number 2 on the list was Justin Bieber with Yummy.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yes, I know.
All right.
And I was like, okay. I feel like that was around for a hot second, like early in 2020. So
was it the first in a while, though?
Yeah, maybe. Number one on the list was Life is Good, Future and Drake. That was number one of the most watched videos worldwide in 2020.
Swear they passed us, they doing too much. Haven't done my taxes, I'm too turned. I've never seen it.
Okay, so it wasn't you.
Okay, so I was not included in those views.
Also in the top 10, Into the Unknown from Frozen 2.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Idina Menzel and Aurora, they made the top 10, 267 million views there of the
Wait, when did that come out, though?
I feel like
that was a million years ago. It was last November, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, Frozen 2, yeah. But then I guess the video, maybe the video didn't come out until later. I don't know how they've figured it out, or unless they just took
interesting
straight views in 2020 from January 1 to, present time. So, whatever. If you're into that sort of thing.
Whatever. Why do we even talk about this? This is dumb.
Yummy was number one. So there you go. Still to come this hour, it's when, those classic Christmas songs you hear, they're just filled. They just bring you with cheer.
It's wholesome joy.
Yes.
Right? Wholesome joy of the season.
Absolutely. So,
unless you throw in a little bleep.
Censor beep will change that. So that is on the way on necessary censorship coming up. Before that, though, we'll get to some more feel-good stories on the way. Justin Bieber. And Kelly Kay, what do you got for us?
Will Smith surprised a boy named Aiden, who's battling leukemia, by giving him a PlayStation 5 and a special dance tutorial starring Jason Derulo.
Oh, wow.
How cool is this?
They had a video conversation.
Mm-hmm. It was featured on Monday's episode of Will's series on Snapchat, Will from Home. He's getting treatment there in Fort Worth, Texas, and his dad, Chuck, is unable to be with him due to the COVID-19 restrictions. So Chuck found a way to lift his son's spirits by doing some silly dance moves in bright orange pants outside the window. I think we've shared that video.
Yeah.
Yeah, you remember that?
Uh-huh.
And so Will said, as a parent, that one got me. So he wanted to teach Chuck a new dance. So he surprised him and Aiden by introducing them to Jason Derulo, who showed him some moves.
That is great. Cool.
We'll share that
video. Get their hands on a PS5? Those are like...
It's Will Smith.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, he, I think, can make things happen. Celebrities, I think, have an opportunity before regular people
maybe
to get these sorts of things.
All right. Well, that still is a feel-good.
Yep, absolutely. We'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
Christmas classics. It's a staple every single, December, sometimes even into November. But, there are songs that are timeless, stand the test of time. We know them by heart. They don't need any sort of cleaning up or anything. They're just wholesome, wholesome songs. But we thought
pure joy.
Yeah. We here
for the season
thought, what would happen, though, if we just unnecessarily threw a sensor beep in the middle of them? Would that change its meaning any?
Let's give it a try. Who's our first victim?
All right. We wish you a Merry Christmas. So you know this song, right? And a Happy New Year. Now bring us a figgy pudding. Right. Now bring us a figgy pudding. Now bring us a figgy pudding. And a cup of good cheer. Ah, yeah. Wholesome. Wholesome.
Yes. Figgy pudding. All that.
What happens, though, if we throw a sensor beep in there? It changes it just a little bit.
It really kind of makes the kids sound way more demanding, right?
Right. What about Up on the Housetop? Another timeless classic.
A classic.
Down through the chimney with good Saint Nick. First comes the stocking of little Nell. Oh, dear Santa, fill it well.
Yeah. I mean, timeless classic there. But what happens if you throw in a sensor beep unnecessarily?
Down through the chimney with good Saint Nick. First comes the stocking of little Nell. Oh, dear Santa, f*** it well.
What? Wait a second. What is Santa doing?
I don't know what Santa's doing, but it doesn't sound right.
Drug up.
It doesn't sound right.
Oh, my God.
Again, we're taking timeless Christmas classics and unnecessarily throwing a sensor beep in them.
It's not needed.
I like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Another one. Timeless classic.
Join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say.
Oh my gosh, it just fills you with warmth inside, right?
Yes, it does. It's just so innocent and great.
But what happens if you throw a sensor beep in there?
Join in any reindeer games. Then one Christmas Eve, Santa came to say.
What a Christmas Eve that was.
A little angry.
Yeah, a little bit.
Like maybe that's like the too much eggnog version. Not her.
All right, two more. What about Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree? I mean, that's just such a great song, right?
Oh, it's a fun, happy, dancey song.
Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling.
Aw, oh, I love that. It always reminds me of Home Alone, does it not?
I kind of already can hear it in my head.
Are you hitting the punchline before I even get there? All right, what if we what if we throw in a censor beef?
That's exactly how I thought it was going to sound. That's exactly it.
After you hit the eggnog a few more times, it's later we'll have. I love it. All right. So, yeah, just one more. You know, I mean, another timeless classic of Holly Jolly Christmas, right?
Uh-huh.
Hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you.
Uh-oh.
Kiss her. For me.
Yeah. Oh, what
I think I know where that one's going to.
What a joyous, joyous song that is.
No, don't do it. But, don't do it. Don't do it.
But go with me here. What happens if you unnecessarily throw a sensor beep in the middle of that thing?
Somewhere you can see. Somebody waits for you.
Changes the meaning a little bit, doesn't it?
It does.
Changes it just
it gives
a little
me
bit.
Real bad pictures in my head. Real bad. I think we've just wrecked all of these timeless classics for people.
There you go. Unnecessarily throwing sensor beeps in the middle of timeless holiday favorites.
Somewhere you can see.
One more time, everyone.
Somebody waits for you.
Don't do it.
It is that weekly dive into the internet where we scour the internet for people who maybe had a rough go the first time around and just went to Craigslist in the misconnection section to try to reach back out and reconnect.
They had an encounter and they didn't really seize the moment to really say, hey, I think you're attractive.
Or, hey,
I think you're my soulmate.
I want to thank you for not turning me into the police.
That too.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections. Can we get to the apology first?
Sure. Would you like to go first?
I would. It's called Crafty at Walmart, Woman for Man.
Okay.
You seen me taking a quick oopsies in the crafts aisle at Walmart.
Like she spilled glitter.
I'll explain. Okay. I want to thank you for not calling the cops or the manger on me. I think she means
manager. Right.
And get me in trouble. That bucket was cracked, so I'm pretty sure no one was going to buy it anyways.
Okay.
Here it is. I had a burrito for lunch, just couldn't make it to the restroom in time.
Oh my gosh, no she didn't. No she didn't.
Oh no!
And he saw it.
Oh! No!
She said it wasn't my finest moment. And I'm choosing to think you seen worse, since shady stuff happens all the time at the Walmarts.
What Walmart are you going to?
Well, you were a man about 30 years old wearing jeans, a brown coat, and a horrified look on your face.
Yes.
Thank God you were wearing a mask. God bless you.
Okay, so she's not necessarily saying, hey, you looked cute with that horrified face. No. Let's get together sometime. Nope. She's just like, hey, thanks for not calling the manager or the police on me for taking a dupe in your in the bucket there at Walmart.
Oh, yeah. Clean up in aisle 5.
Oh, my gosh.
That is not good.
All right.
No, she's just trying to cleanse her soul, I think. Just saying, hey, that was not my finest moment. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Let's move on.
Walking away.
It's
Craigslist Missed Connections. Yeah. It can only get better, right?
Well, this one's titled, You Smelled Like Popcorn. So, already better. Yes.
Yes, it is better than what she probably smelled like.
Man for woman. You were near the dog clothes at the feeder supply when I caught the whiff of popcorn.
Okay, that's better than what I had already thought in my head she was going to smell like. I mean, we're already in the pet store.
Could you have been wearing a popcorn-scented perfume?
Do they make that?
I don't know. I hope I love popcorn. Or it could have been your dog that smelled that way. Did you just give him a bath?
That smells like popcorn?
I hope. I love baths. What a weirdo. Or it could have just been the store, as I know that gerbil pee sometimes smells like popcorn too. Do you have...
back the truck up, what? is that true?
I do have a gerbil, and he's not far off.
Really?
Do you have a gerbil? I hope.
I hope so.
I love gerbils.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So far he likes popcorn, bats, and gerbils.
Yep.
All right. Quite a list. We know so much.
3 for 3 there. He goes on. It looked like you were shopping for your dog for Christmas. I write this for 2 reasons. 1, I think you are very attractive, and you know how they say that dogs and their owners look alike. Well, both of you and your dog were looking fine.
Wait a second. Did he just say, A, you look like your dog, and B, that's hot? Is that what just happened?
I think so.
What? Oh, my God.
He goes on. And B, as a courtesy, I would steer away from the matching Cardinal jerseys for you and your dog, as I would assume he's a fan of the Cats. L-O-L.
L-O-L. He's got jokes.
Jokes. He goes on and says, I've got more of those burners for you when we go out to dinner. Hey.
I don't think he's going out to dinner with her.
If you're interested, message me back with what the tattoo on your neck said so I know it's you.
Well, maybe she will reply.
What a turn. There was a lot to unpack there.
There was. And honestly, I am stunned at the gerbil knowledge I just gained. And I'm also going to be now perusing Amazon to see if there's a popcorn-scented perfume out there.
Perfume, yeah.
Delicious.
Dog wash. Okay. Again, It just goes to show you that there's someone for everyone, right?
Is there?
I don't know. This has been
Craigslist Missed Connection.
It's definitely that season where we need to be concerned about writing our list to Santa, our little letter to Santa, and getting that in the mail, right?
So, 100%, yeah.
Yeah, so this little girl, her letter to Santa, she's 9, got posted on the internet by her sister because of, well, what it included in the letter. So it starts with, let's see, should I use a little bit of an accent? I know you're the...
Well, I feel like you should. It's Essex, the UK. So just to add a little authenticity to it, be a 9-year-old British girl.
Dear beloved Father Christmas. I hope you've had a wonderful year and you've been well.
So then, it opening line, perfect, right?
Uh-huh, yes.
However, it continues.
My year has been quite the opposite. I've tried hard to be good, but miserably failed.
Oh, no, she's just going to be honest.
Uh-huh. She says,
I'll be honest. I do deserve coal, but please... I'd love to have a present, actually more than one.
And then,
bless her heart.
Yeah, she goes on to list things like Apple AirPods, a Nintendo,
a PlayStation 4 and 5, a new laptop.
She wants 4 and 5?
Yeah.
What? And a laptop?
Then she kind of throws some other things in the Christmas list to Santa, like
a snake.
Sure.
A DJ set.
Uh-huh.
A panda.
A panda? She needs a panda.
Yeah.
And a penguin, which she puts in parentheses, not dead.
Oh, make sure it's alive. Got it. That's better. It makes a better pet if
yeah,
it's alive.
Right, right, right.
So we need a snake, panda, and a penguin?
Yeah, not dead.
Along with the PS4 and 5.
Right.
A Nintendo Switch laptop. Airbuds? Did I leave anything out? I feel like I did.
I mean, the Nintendo you got in there. I mean, you know, she does have several other things, like PJs, an iPhone 12.
Oh, a 12. Got it.
And then says, hopefully you'll succeed to fulfill all my requested items.
Oh, she needs all of them. All right. This is not just, hey, pick one. Because, again, I know I deserve coal, but, hey, it'd be great if you get me all of these things. I like her style.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you need to realize the fact that, hey, look, I'm going to use the honesty is the best policy, and maybe that'll reap benefits.
It's going to grease the wheels a little bit.
I think so.
Right? Yeah.
I think so.
It's like, okay, all right, you're back on the nice list. We're going to take you off the naughty list.
So if you want to see that list... we've tweeted it out at Ben and Kelly Show. Setting the bar stories. We give you these stories every single day to help set the bar for your day. Very low. A lot of times people set bars very high as something to achieve. This is just something that you can, just try not to do yourself and think, pat yourself on the back and go, you know what? At least I wasn't like that person, okay?
It's a little hurdle you can jump over successfully.
Yep. So, again, if you can manage to make it through the day without, oh, I don't know, pulling over Santa's sleigh while he's out delivering presents, then you're doing okay.
Why exactly is he pulled over?
Okay, so this is in Ireland, in West Belfast, right? So Monday night, they were told that Santa Claus would be making an appearance through town delivering gifts to local children. So... unfortunately, Santa's sleigh was not equipped with proper lighting and was pulled over.
No. No, come on.
Yes.
Who is the Grinch that pulled him over and just like, hey, you need to attach a couple little blinky lights.
Yeah, yeah. They said you need a light in the front and a light in the back. You need a white one in the front and a red one in the back. So, yeah. Now, so there was just a brief delay, we'll say. And okay. then Santa was able to get on his way. There were many people that were a little bit surprised that Santa would have been pulled over like this, especially yes. since the town was kind of notified that this trip was happening on Monday. But they did say, nonetheless, he will be back on Tuesday evening. So just know that... that it was only a mild delay. Of Santa
so he has
getting,
to get the sleigh in the shop.
I guess
to get properly outfitted.
Yes,
because Rudolph's headlights aren't bright
worn enough. Worn enough.
Okay.
All right. So,
all right.
Again, if you can manage to make it through the day without pulling over Santa's sleigh while he's out delivering presents to kids, you're doing okay.
That's pretty scroogey.
But you know what? Listen.
And all the bad things.
Santa should know better. Santa should know better.
In today's times, there are different traffic rules.
Yeah. So there you go. That's set of the bar. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show on National Chocolate Covered Anything Day. Hopefully you are celebrating.
Yeah,
I was.
That's amazing.
I was. I saw that and I was like, man, this is right up Kelly's alley.
Yes, it's already a great day. Doesn't matter what else happens. You can put anything and cover it with chocolate, and it's instantly better.
I mean, but that still seems like a lot of work. I would rather just let someone else do that and then enjoy it myself, right?
Okay, well, you just go to the store and buy a bunch of chocolate-covered stuff and say it's 'cause the holiday.
What's the most random thing you've had covered in chocolate? Do you know?
Well, I stick to the pretty standard... You know, chocolate covered peanuts.
I had chocolate covered ginger raisins. Not too long ago. And that was
ginger?
Yeah, that was an unexpected flavor. Like, I wouldn't necessarily say it was great. It was just an unexpected flavor because you had the sugar.
Okay, would you do that again?
Yeah, I mean, if someone offered it to me, I'd probably.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, chocolate covered.
Chocolate covered strawberries, I think, are called for today.
Ah, yeah. The chocolate-covered strawberries, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Pretty much chocolate-covered fruit in general, you know, because then for the health.
So would you classify, then, tomatoes in that?
Tomatoes, no. Mm-mm. I know technically it's like a fruit, right? Mm-hmm. But I feel like it's in the vegetable category.
Okay. All right. All right. So however you decide to celebrate National Chocolate-Covered Anything Day, know that Kelly's there with you in spirit.
Or I'm celebrating right now.
Or literally. All right, there you go. All right, guys, have a good one. If you missed anything from the show, catch up on the podcast at WDJX.com. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode, only on 99.7 DJX.